Now, usually when we play this all-time great track, I'm apologizing for something. And really, you know, we can keep it. I'll apologize for my picks being atrocious lately. I'll have to do more of that on Friday when we do another round of lose locks. I'll have to admit that I'm below 500 in the season. I'm 16-19-1. That's not good. But we tell you not to bet with my picks. So I, you know, controlled apology here. But this apology, this is an out-and-out apology, came from Ray Lewis, the former ESPN personality, also a former Baltimore Raven, which perhaps you know him better for. He does not hold his word here on criticizing Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. He realizes that maybe he got a little too emotional, realizing that he couldn't help the Ravens. He was getting frustrated watching the way they were playing, watching their attitude. And he took some shots at Joe Flacco last week and said that Joe does not play with any kind of emotion, and that's why the team is struggling on offense. So he put Joe Flacco right in the crosshairs for the reason the team's struggling, which we can get into this in a moment. And not a bad path to look, honestly, if you're talking about the Ravens offense, rather. But Ray Lewis also, I suppose, got sentimental about their Super Bowl run together and decided to come out and apologize. And he blamed his strong words for Joe Flacco on the fact that it's frustrating for him to watch a team that he loves and not be able to play for them anymore.
Maybe my frustration came because I couldn't help. I couldn't do nothing. But I can't say I'm sorry, my brother. Move on. Keep moving.
And he says that they carried each other to a Super Bowl.
He carried me to a Super Bowl. He carried us to a Super Bowl. Let me correct you. No, we carried each other. That's what champions do. That's what teams do. They carry each other.
Now, kind of cheesy preacher voice aside, Ray Lewis, you carried Trent Dilfer to a Super Bowl, but Joe Flacco and Deer Antler Juice, or Deer Antler Spray, whatever it was, revolving holographic stickers, whatever the shady science he used to get back on the field. Joe Flacco carried you to the Super Bowl that year. Joe Flacco in that postseason averaged 270 yards a game and had 11 touchdowns against zero picks. 4-0 in the playoffs. That is the best postseason we've ever seen from a single quarterback. Now, Joe Flacco has not been within a mile of that since that Super Bowl in 2013 off the 2012 season. But, you know, that's a timely, that's the best time, rather, to play good, considering he was on a contract year. But that one particular year, yes, Joe Flacco, Ray Lewis did carry you to a Super Bowl. And, you know, he continues with his apology tour. He says that he's sorry.
From a man. You'll never hear it again. Sorry for ever even calling out your name or putting your name in the context of making you try to be anything that I am or anything that you're not.
He says that the reason why he did it is because in America we put too much blame on quarterbacks.
Like everybody else, I last out at the quarterback because, quote unquote, that's the person who's supposed to carry us or do whatever. Brother, your personality is what it is. You're a man. And you put on your pants one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
And that's something, Tom, you and I talked about this before the show. I don't get the putting your pants on one leg at a time metaphor. I mean, does anybody put both legs of their pants on? Like, even when I put shorts on, which, you know, would be easier than putting pants on, I don't think I've ever put them both on two legs at a time, because you would either have to be sitting and have like really good core strength to lift your legs up. It would be kind of like an exercise, or you would actually have to leap, which you can't leap and put pants on. It doesn't work.
No, I can't think of any adult that puts their pants on two legs at a time. I remember as a kid, you know, you'd lie back on the bed and maybe pull them up. Sometimes when I'm putting pants on my son, I put them on that way. But
yeah,
no one ever puts pants on themselves one multiple legs at a time.
Yeah, that's a bizarre expression. But you know what? It's one that a lot of people use. Also, he says that this is not personal. What he said specifically about Joe Flacco lacking emotion and hurting the Ravens, he said it shouldn't be taken personally.
I'm a Raven for life. But Joe Flacco, what I was talking about, my brother, it wasn't even about you. It wasn't even personal. It was just me being frustrated of watching something that I had control over for so many years.
I would say that it's pretty personal when he says Joe Flacco does not play with emotion and it hurts the team. I would say that's kind of like the height of a personal comment. If he said the Ravens don't play with emotion and that's why their team is suffering, okay. But when you call out Joe Flacco, when you call him out a week later, you can apologize, and Ray can apologize any way he wants to, but you can't say it's not personal. That's one thing, Ray Lewis, that you can't do. You can't call a guy out and then say this wasn't personal. All right, what's your excuse there that we're too used to criticizing or praising quarterbacks when the team's playing well?